Monday, July 2nd, 2012, and these are our ENT headlines for today. I'm Kirsten Winkler, and I'm the founder of EduQuest. So our first story is that Simon & Schuster will add QR codes to their back covers. Starting this fall, publisher Simon & Schuster will add QR codes to the back covers of its hardcover and paperback books. The idea is to build direct consumer relationships with the customer, but of course, the person buying the book also needs to scan the code afterwards. The code will lead the reader to the Simon & Schuster website or a special site for the book's author. Simon & Schuster hopes that the reader will then sign up for the author's newsletter, search for other books, or watch the video content that will be available. So I think though QR codes are, as we all know, hugely popular in Asia, they haven't really made it to popularity in Europe or in the US. Guess we have to wait and see. Second story, computer science is the most popular major at Stanford. And according to a press release from Stanford's engineering school, computer science is the most popular major at the university. More students than ever before enrolled in the courses, also topping the enrollments of the dot-com era in years 2000 and 2001. More than 90% of students Stanford's undergrads take a computer science course before they graduate. For comparison, in 1955 and 65, it was the liberal arts degrees like history that were most popular, and 75 psychology, 85, I think you guessed it, economics, and 95 biological sciences and human biology. Our last story for today is a computer system automatically transcribes and translates lectures. The Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, or KIT as they call themselves, is testing a new computer system that can automatically transcribe lectures and translate them into English. Not only would this be a great tool for foreign students who struggle to follow a lecture in German, but it also offers a great way to get notes of the lecture via the cloud where the transcript is hosted. So the aim is to make the tool available to all subject areas at the institution and have translations into other languages, which on the other hand of course makes us think of all the issues related to note-taking, sharing I guess, and probably also not learning foreign languages anymore. Okay, that's it for today's ENT headlines. I see you tomorrow for a new episode and the latest news in education. Bye-bye.